This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A decade ago, speculators in Florida were pumping up a huge housing bubble. As real estate agent Charlie Hounshell puts it,
you couldn't go wrong. You could buy a house and you could make $100,000 a year later by selling it.
The party ended in 2007, but the hangover continues. And now, as Robin Sussingham of member station WUSF reports, Florida has the highest foreclosure rate in the country.
The busy lobby inside the Hillsborough County Courthouse in Tampa is noisy with defendants, lawyers, even crying babies. But inside a fourth-floor courtroom, it's all business and as focused and streamlined as possible.
Enter a final judgment of foreclosure for the total sum of $194,256.49 with a public sale date of March the 11th at 10 a.m.
This entire foreclosure trial took about 3 minutes and is presided over by Judge Judy Pittman Beeble. She's a retired judge from Panama City, Florida, who comes to Tampa to sit on the bench for a week at a time, specifically to handle foreclosure cases.
We work cheap, and we're paid $350 a day.
The state funds these additional judges to help deal with the enormous backlog of foreclosures. One in every 32 Florida households received a notice of default, auction, or repossession in 2012, more than double the national average, and taking the top spot from Nevada for the first time in 5 years. Florida's getting it from both ends. Foreclosures are still coming in at a high rate, and they're very slow going out. In fact, it's taking nearly 2.5 years to get through the judicial process. Beeble says they stay busy.
Today was all non-jury trials. Yesterday was various motions all day long. So we sit and do this all day long.
And this speedy trial, over in just minutes, is in stark contrast to the foreclosure process, which typically starts years earlier. Real estate agents say the backlog of distressed homes make it tough for the Florida housing market to heal. They depress prices and create uncertainty in neighborhoods. Why is it taking so long to get these foreclosed houses back on the market? Analysts say the cumbersome legal process in Florida sets the state apart from other hard-hit states. But judges say don't blame them. They say banks need to get a handle on finding promissory notes that have been shipped all over the country and organizing their paperwork. Still others blame foreclosure defense lawyers. And that includes Charmin Lenth, who was watching the proceedings from the courtroom gallery. She's the president of a small credit union that has been trying to foreclose on a house for years.
These people, they've lived in this house over 2.5 years. For nothing.
Lenth doesn't want the judge to give the homeowners any more time.
We worked with these folks. We worked with them starting back in 2008. We combined things for them, so we lowered their payments. 8 months later, we worked with them again to help them to get through some tough times. They made 14 payments on that. They defaulted on it and hired one of these attorney groups.
The homeowners did not attend the trial, but their attorney, Satyen Gandhi, was in court. Gandhi said the loan modification expired after 2 years, leaving his clients again unable to make payments. Judge Beeble ended up giving the borrowers more than 60 days to leave. Lenth was disappointed. She said the members of her credit union needed to get that house back and sold.
The whole process is just broke. It's just broke.
Lenth says unscrupulous foreclosure attorneys are using delaying tactics to tie up the process. But even with the complaints about the process, it doesn't appear that it will change anytime soon. Nor should it, says Tampa real estate attorney Charlie Hounshell. He says the judicial review is an important protection for homeowners, a protection that they don't get in most other states.
Comparing one state to the other is not necessarily fair. In Florida, you know, the consumer has much more opportunity to remedy their default situation.
They're going to need those opportunities because experts say the foreclosure crisis will not end anytime soon. For NPR News, I'm Robin Sussingham in Tampa.